The Grammys were last night, where the mentally enslaved masses tune in to be told by their parasocial celebrity friends what the best songs of the year were from the previous year, because they have no locus of control, they have no agency, they're NPCs, their minds are mush, obviously. And so they subject themselves to this noise pollution on a daily basis, this musical mind control. But the most interesting part about the Grammys actually took place on Twitter, with Nicki Minaj completely going off on the, well, the satanic Hollywood elite. Stay tuned and subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because this one's going to be a doozy. She was noticeably absent from the Grammys because she recently has been expressing support for President Trump, which everybody knows is the end of your Hollywood career.
Oh man, every single person here, John Legend, Billie Eilish, Phineas, Nicki Minaj is not here. She is not here. She is still at the White House with Donald Trump discussing very important issues.
Actually, she has met with President Trump and has been talking about a very important issue that the liberal media doesn't want the American people or other people around the world to know. And that is that countless Christians are being persecuted and slaughtered in Nigeria by, well, I mean, you can imagine the Muslim tribes there. He recently spoke out about it to raise awareness of this issue at the United Nations. And she recently contributed some of her own money to the Trump account funds, which is part of the Big Beautiful Bill, which opens accounts, like brokerage accounts, for any American child that's born and then seeds it with $1,000. And then that money can be put into ETFs or mutual funds and then grow over the course of that child's life. So when they turn 18, they can have some money for school and other expenses. And then Nicki Minaj said that she is Trump's number one fan. So, of course, now she's enemy number one by the Hollywood elite. But you got to see what she posted on Twitter during the Grammys. I'll get to that in a moment. She first came on the enemies list when she appeared as a surprise guest at Turning Point USA's America Fest conference at the end of December.
We won't be silenced ever again. We will speak up for Christians wherever they are in this world. Amen.
Amen.
There's only one thing that Hollywood hates more than patriotic Americans, and that is Christians. During the Grammys, she went off on Twitter, and when I first saw one of these tweets, I thought that it was from a parody account, because when you're scrolling through and you have it set to the For You feed, you get a lot of people in your feed that you don't follow. And a lot of times those are parody accounts. And it uses somebody's name, but then it cuts off the name at the end on your phone. And so you can't see that it's a parody. Or they'll make it seem like it's them. They'll change one of the letters. And you can pay for verified accounts now to get any account verified. And so a lot of people get duped by fake or parody accounts. But these are real tweets from her actual account. Your favorite artist has been practicing rituals in a satanic cult where they take babies from other countries and mutilate May and ilkate them as a form of blood sacrifice to their god. Got to use a little pig Latin here to try to throw off the censors on YouTube, because years ago now they banned most videos when you talk about Illuminati, Aleister Crowley type of activities. She went on to say, "You see, when your master is Satan, you must constantly shed blood. However, the gig is up." She also posted these photos of Jay-Z with Beyonce and Jay-Z with another girl. Is it Aaliyah? Forgive me if I'm not up on my hip-hop history. I can't waste too many brain cells on that nonsense. But she added, "Are y'all understanding that these people have been sacrificing children as a way of gaining and maintaining power? If you ever vote Democrat again, you are just as soulless as they are and will perish. Maybe it's time for me to do some story times, since I was trying not to say what I know, yet they continue to attempt bullying." She also tweeted about voter ID and the flood of illegal aliens into the country, saying, "What sensible, forward-thinking, cutting-edge, leading nation is having a debate on whether or not there should be voter ID? Like, what? They're actually fighting not to have people present ID while voting for your leaders to get rid of it? You get it now?" she says. Oh, we get it. And to us, this is totally meaningless. But we know how the mentally enslaved masses worship celebrities, and she has 25 million people they follow her on social media. So if this could plant some seeds in the lemon class, then this is great news. They're flying in immigrants to vote because they, the Democrats, reneged on all the promises they made to African-Americans and can no longer get the African-American vote by default. Or just the kind of blue-collar working-class Democrats, because the Democrats now are just woke communists. And anybody who just was part of a union and, you know, kind of a union Democrat is voting Republican now. Adding they're causing distractions in the streets to distract from the billions they stole from taxpayers, talking about the Somali Learing Center fraud and other frauds from the cultural enrichment that is so beneficial over there to Tim Walz, Tampon Tim's state, and the rest of our country. Even calling out Don Lemon, who, by the way, if you didn't hear, has been indicted, arrested for participating in the uprising. Finally, Pam Bondi did something.
You called for Don Lemon's arrest over his church stunt in Minneapolis. He's since called you racist, unhinged, homophobic, and out of your depth. Anything you'd like to say to Don Lemon?
Sucker, stop.
So they're also trying to cancel her for that. Upset that she used a homophobic slur because we're making gay slurs great again. Now, Nicki Minaj has been a central part in the Hollywood satanic machine, performing, well, Illuminati satanic rituals during the Grammys back in 2012, performing her song Roman Holiday, which is a song about celebrating and reveling in someone else's pain. But you know what? Everybody can repent. Everybody can turn to Christ. And now she is unloading on the, well, the satanic Hollywood elite more than any other celebrity probably ever has. But those who are still enslaved by Satan and the system of Hollywood are parroting the Operation Mockingbird talking points, showing up to the Grammys with little pins that say, ICE out, wanting ICE, the Immigration Customs Enforcement officers, to get out of American cities because, well, the Hollywood elite love the child molesters and the rapists that the ICE officers are trying to round up and deport. Here is one of the noise polluters named Billie Eilish collecting a Grammy for, well, it doesn't matter.
No one is illegal on stolen land.
I did it. I denounced ICE. She's wearing the ICE get out pin as well. If no one owns the rights to any land and no one is illegal, then why are they so upset about the colonizers who came to this great land and created this incredible country? And thank God for the colonizers. They did tame the savages, which is why Facebook, back in the kind of the height of the censorship era, the early Trump era, they censored posts of the Declaration of Independence because there is a line in there noting the savage natives, the native savages. This celebrity god named Bad Bunny, who of course is bisexual, you got to participate in that Aleister Crowley type of degeneracy if you're going to get into that inner circle in Hollywood. He is going to be performing at the Super Bowl this Sunday, and he had this to say when he won a Grammy for his noise pollution.
I'm going to say, ICE out.
He's so brave. It's amazing. Standing ovation for calling for the end of rounding up the dangerous, criminal, illegal aliens. Not the ordinary ones that have broken into our country, the 30-plus million of them. Those are, well, I mean, sorry to tell you, but they're never going to get deported. It's only going to be the ones who have been convicted or arrested of other crimes, like serious crimes, of which there are millions. And so those are the ones that people like St. Taillight over there in Minnesota, that nurse who got himself killed, got what he wanted, got what he deserved, and got what he wanted. Those are the kinds of demons that these people are protecting. And a few months ago, when this bisexual bunny was on Saturday Night Live, he spoke in all Spanish and then translated a little bit, telling people that they have several months to learn Spanish because he's going to be performing his songs in Spanish at the Super Bowl because of all of the criminal, illegal, alien invaders who have obviously not assimilated into American culture and have no concern or ability to speak or understand English. And when people rightfully criticized him, the liberal media, the Marxist Democrats claimed that, well, he actually is an American. Puerto Ricans are Americans. Well, that technically may be true. Let me just read from you an excerpt from a book that I'm working on, which will be out at the end of the year. I've been working on it for a long time. I just didn't have time to finish it last year. So I'm going to polish it up over the course of this year. It'll be out probably at the end of this year, where I do note in a certain chapter, despite Puerto Rico being an American territory and the residents are technically American, they see themselves as Puerto Ricans, not Americans. They reap the benefits of being American citizens, but as far as they're concerned, they are citizens of their own country. They can't even vote in America's presidential elections because they're a territory, not a state. They don't really celebrate Independence Day on the 4th of July like people do on the mainland, real Americans. They don't care about Thanksgiving or the history of the American Revolution and the Western frontier. They have their own history, their own traditions, culture, their own language, Spanish, which is the main language, and their own holidays. This book's going to be a banger. I've already finished the first draft. It's like 400 pages. So now for the rest of the year, I'm going to polish it up and just add more pieces where they need to be fit and get it prepared for launch again at the end of the year. Singer Joy Villa was, you know, kind of like a D-list singer who did her best to try to get in the inner circle of Hollywood. You won't believe what she did to try to get into that inner circle. I'll show you a clip in just a moment. She showed up years ago to the Grammys wearing a Make America Great Again dress, which is very bold. That still doesn't mean that her music, in my opinion, is any good. And she showed up again last night. I'm quite surprised she was given tickets. Wearing a Scientology Kills outfit, having left the Scientology cult before. She was a big, proud member and now has, seen the light. And here she is talking about what she did, hoping to get into the Hollywood inner circle as soon as she arrived there when she was 19 years old.
I'm about 19, end up in a party. The lady from the agency says, I want you to go talk to that producer, cozy up to him and make him feel like a man. You know what I mean? And she tells me, I need you to sleep with him. And I trust her and I do it. This is the game. I'm in Hollywood. And so I got pimped out through this acting agency and I slept with men for money. We know now with the Epstein scandals and everything that, yes, these actresses were pimped out. This is real.
And you think that they regularly had these girls doing what that lady asked you to do?
Oh, yeah.
Not to sound callous, but it's been common knowledge for decades that that's how the industry works. And that's why it attracts women who have no souls. But thankfully, Joy has accepted Jesus and now is a Christian instead of a Scientologist. And I'll have to do a dedicated video later on the facts versus fiction of the latest Epstein file dump, the 3 million documents, emails, photos, videos that were released over the weekend, because there's so much. I didn't want to just throw together something. A lot of people really don't know what they're talking about because there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation in those files. And we can't forget that the Democrat Party, the Biden administration, had full access to all of them during the Biden administration and didn't use any of the disinformation in them about President Trump against Trump in the mainstream, only fringe lunatics on social media, because it's so salacious, so easily debunked, the supposed ties of President Trump to Epstein, that the mainstream media knew that if they were to use that to try to smear him during the 2024 presidential election cycle, that actually it would cost the liberal media, the Mockingbird media, even more credibility because it is so easily debunked. Other things in those files, however, about Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein's connections to a lot of powerful people who claim that they had no communications. They stopped talking to Epstein after they learned what a dirtbag he was. But Epstein's emails prove that many of them, in fact, still communicated with him quite regularly. If you enjoy watching my videos, if they provide you entertainment, education, and enlightenment, then support my channel by buying me a coffee, figuratively, by clicking the link in the description below. Buy Me a Coffee is a great crowdsourcing service for people to tip their favorite content creators because YouTube takes 30% off the top of a super chat and a super thanks. So Buy Me a Coffee, much better way to support your favorite creators. So click the link in the description below, head on over there and check it out.